never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I don't need many changes with the Eagles. It's mostly a try your best to run it back scenario.
It's changes with how he feels a Philly fan, that's for damn sure.
Well, that is damn sure, yeah. All right, parade tomorrow. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage, obviously, here on WIP. Life advice with the hammer coming up shortly. Some Mr. T talk. I'll go into Mr. T voice, or try to. Coming up shortly as well. He had some pro-Eagles tweets the other day. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here this hour. And again, more of the audio that the NFL released last night behind the scenes during the game. Let's talk to Brian calling from Wallingford. Brian, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Everybody, how you doing? Happy Super Bowl win.
Sure. Thanks, is, man. Brian. To you as well, yeah. My man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say with this team, yeah, I'm an Eagles fan forever. But connection with this team. Number one, I'm happy for the coach, Saquon in particular, because he's a teammate of and freshman with one of my business partner's sons. So I met him when he was a freshman. And to see him have this success here, especially when he went to the Giants, I told him, I said, listen, we're going to have to part ways for a little while because you're a Giant.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then we got a kid on his coaching staff that's a defensive coach from Chester. I'm from Chester, PA, born and raised.
Nice.
And, yeah, Ronnell Williams, he's a defensive coach. So he had a chance to heist the trophy. So I was happy for that. You know, so – and then Jalen is one of my fraternity brothers. So this team really was special. You know, it helped us get to a point where happiness is brought to the area. So this – exciting time, you know, right now. Yeah.
Well, it is. I'll take it up a level. It's thrilling, more than exciting. It's phenomenal. Listen, Brian, I mean, for you, obviously, with the connection to Saquon, that's very special as an Eagles fan.
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. And my daughter, when we won in 17, she was still at Penn State, and she came home with her roommates to go to the parade. And it was cold that day. And she said she probably wouldn't do that again when we win again. But fast forward to now, they're headed down there again tomorrow.
Good for her.
It's been the whole day.
Well, I love it.
Of course.
And, Brian, hopefully Penn State gets a parade next year. We'll see if they can crank it up again. Final Four year was pretty cool. Brian, good call. Yeah, John, Penn State came close. Hopefully they can. They came closer than I expected they would.
Never imagined it could be that close to being national champs.
They did have an easy draw. That was phony baloney.
Well, hey, that's part of it.
Yeah, that was. Who was the one seed that had to play the eight seed?
Oregon.
Had to play Ohio State. That was outrageous. Let's get to Eleanor right now. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning. You know how before the Super Bowl, a kind of greeting was Go Birds? Okay, so my new greeting is, so people come up and they say, oh, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. My team won the Super Bowl. So I'm constantly saying my team won the Super Bowl every day, all day.
It does brighten everything up, doesn't it?
It's wonderful. And I'm sorry I missed Jason, because I had two things, something to make him laugh, but also I had a big thank you to him, which I'll catch him one of the other times he's on with you.
Sure.
I have something personal to thank him for. But I you know how I am. I'm always looking at the different aspects of the game and things like that, what's going on. And one of the things that I feel so wonderful about is the how the different people around the team or a part of the team, but not the players. So there's two people in particular I wanted to mention.
Sure.
One of them is Mike. Okay, so Mike and Merle are the best in the world. And that's how I listen to the game on the radio all the time. And they're just great. But did any of you notice when Mike left the box the day of the game?
No.
It was toward the end when they were... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I answered your question.
Okay.
I said no. So
you
tell me
what?
This.
My phone is talking to me.
Okay.
So okay. I didn't know what happened there for a minute. It was when they were doing the wrap-up, when Merle is doing the wrap-up.
Yep.
Like the credits. Mike said, I've got to go down there. I've got to go down there.
That's great.
And you could hear this emotion in his voice. And I thought, well, you know, he's so cool, calm, and collected all the time.
Yeah.
But when he lets his emotions out, it's really rich. It was just beautiful. And he did. He got up and left Merle. He left Merle to finish by himself because he said, I got to go down there and be with them.
Well, that's special. And, you know, Eleanor, one of the things is, look, he obviously knows all those players in ways we don't and administrators. But one thing that strikes me with Mike is... And in this way, he's kind of wired like a Philly sports fan, but he lived it more directly as a player. The team, the team largely stunk when he was there, and it wasn't his fault. He was the best player on the team by light years until Reggie got there. He was so far and away the best player, and then one of the top two players. And the reality is, he had no shot because the team stunk. And so I think he has the same kind of appreciation we have as fans, knowing that it's special because it's rare. Like, he knows what it's like when the Eagles would go 5-11, like, all the time. Because they know players.
And by him having the injuries and not even having a longer career,
he
could have had.
That's right.
You know, it really cut things down.
He would have been a Hall of Famer without the injury.
Exactly.
Give me the second point you have there.
My second one is Stoutland. When you played that little video, the Stout Out video.
Yeah.
Oh, I was crying. Because I love him, and I love that O-line, and I thought that was just so great. He was so like a regular guy, like your next-door neighbor. I just thought it was so beautiful.
Well, it is. Eleanor, tremendous phone call, and we hope you enjoy the parade tomorrow. Great stuff right there. All right, so Mr. Tay, John, I'm going to try to crank this up. It might be an absolute radio disaster. Seltzer, you don't believe in me at all for the Mr.
Are you
going to
try to change your voice?
No, I think you're going to bomb.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Because normally it didn't seem like you were trying to change your voice at all.
With this one, I try. Maybe I don't succeed.
Like at all.
Come on, Penn. You got any faith in me? What am I, man?
You're supposed to make it sound like Mr. T.
I don't appreciate this. All right. So I'm going to try. This is a Mr. T tweet from February 11th.
I just want you to let you know I'm already ready to pull the audio for Drop of the Week.
God.
I'm already ready. I'm like hand
drop
on the mouse.
Week.
Yeah.
All right, this was Tuesday afternoon. Mr. T was opining about the Super Bowl and happy for the Eagles. So here's what he said. I'm going to go Mr. T voice. We'll see if I can help. I'm also very proud of Saquon. I remember him at Penn State. I also remember his uncle, Iran Barkley. That was a tough fight, man. Saquon came back from an injury, and they counted him out, but he proved those fools wrong. Grr. I pity the fool.
That grr will live on, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, what is that?
You'll hear that grr again.
You
will hear the grr again.
He said grr.
Does it stand for something?
No, it's grr. You're right.
Okay.
It was just hilarious.
Was that bad?
Yeah, that was really bad.
It's not as really impactful when you say it.
I will say it was so bad that it might be good, though, if you know what I'm saying.
By the way, I didn't know until last week that Iran Barkley was relative of Saquon. I had no idea. All right, one more from T. Mr. T, one more. Let's see if I can get this one. This one was I think was during the game.
I'll answer that for you. That would
yeah.
be a no.
I guess this is right after the game. Yeah, right after the game Sunday. Here's what he said. All right. Well, here's what he wrote. Hey, Philly, fly Eagles fly. Where's Rocky? Gonna fly now. At Jalen Hurts. You are the MVP. You deserve it. Yeah. Hashtag Jalen Hurts.
Got worse. I don't know how, but it did. It was worse.
That was disturbing.
That was definitively worse.
If any of you tough guys want to step up and show some guts.
Pity the fool.
Well, yeah, everybody can say I pity the fool, but can you do the whole sentences?
Listen, I had a cat named Mr. T.
That's great.
That
is pretty good. I like that.
I had him for 15 years.
I like that a lot. All right, time's yours later. Life advice later. Robin South.
Grr.
Robin South Jersey.
He said grr.
Hey, Rob.
He said it like that, too.
Hey, Rob. I pity the Chiefs. Good morning, Rob.
Joe, what's going on, man?
How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, man. Now, that Mr. T impersonation, I don't know, man.
I know.
It's not as good as my Merrill impersonation, but it's not bad at all. listen, tomorrow, man, it's going to be a great day, obviously. I just want to say to people out there, you know, if you're like on the fence about going, you know, obviously people got kids, work. If anybody's 50-50, not sure, may not have anybody to go with, just go. This is why we are fans for tomorrow. This is why we do it, to have a massive celebration with the city, you know, with your family. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I went to the Phillies game this year when they clinched the division. I left my house in South Jersey in the third inning. I got there in the sixth inning just to be there. First two people I saw, they just started talking to them. Like, people are so nice. Like, I'm just saying, if you're on the fence, go, because if you don't, you may regret it, especially if you didn't go in 2018. It's going to be a great, great, great day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, and I can't wait, man. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be fired up. But no, man, it's just going to be a good day. I know that, you know, tomorrow is, you know, kind of the end of everything. I just had one question for you guys getting into the off season, because I've been thinking about it.
Sure.
I'm always thinking, you know, to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have already discussed this, so I apologize if you have. The big four free agents.
Yep.
You got Becton, you got Sweaty, you got Bond, you got Williams.
Yep.
And me and my buddies at work, we've been playing, you know, we've been like, who do you keep? And I'm saying one is Bond. I think that seems to be the consensus. And then you go with the other three. For me, it was Milton Williams, and then Sweaty, and then Becton, because Stoutland, you know, Stoutland, I'm 5'8", 175. Stoutland can make me an all-pro. You know, that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
However, thinking about it more, I've changed course, and I think Becton is number two.
Mm-hmm.
This offensive line has to stay together. They're a band of brothers, and as much as I love Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, I love those guys, and hopefully they can get them all. Becton is a priority to me. Just wondering what you guys think. I'm going to try and get down there tomorrow.
Sure.
Well, I got to meet you,
well,
guys.
Rob, great. Well, I hope we do, and great question.
We'll talk. Offense centered around running the football. You got to keep Becton.
So
I put Becton four.
I put Becton four too.
Like I have Milton Williams is it's Bond and Williams like on an island for me. Like yeah. it's 1-2.
I would put Bond at one.
Bond's one.
Yes.
Williams two. But like there is a gap for me between them and Sweat and Becton.
Yeah, Bond is one. Jack Driscoll is a great
Jack
guard,
Driscoll.
Yeah,
I thought it would be Tyler Steen.
No,
I think if they let Becton go,
Jack Driscoll. Yeah. We've got guys that we don't even know about. Trevor Keegan. There are young players on.
It's a
this
Michigan man right
line.
There, John. Just
Gary
like you,
Kennard. We've got Stoutland. We've got youth. We've got talent. We've got all sorts of things that I do think that's replaceable to some degree at the guard position. Milton Williams, rare.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to price himself out of Eagle.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the hardest.
He's only 25, too. Sweat's 27. Like, I mean, those 2 years
Sweat
matter.
And Milton Williams, yeah, I think, are going to be too expensive for what we're doing. I think Zach Bond is actually going to be the best value out of all four. His off-ball linebacker position,
yeah.
Even though he's the best at it in the NFL, I think we could be, you know, it could be a value deal some degree.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of money,
right?
But for him, man, what an opportunity.
I know.
We need him in town. And getting him back along with with our other inside linebacker, that certainly makes a difference.
Fascinating conundrum, really is. All right, James, let's do what we do. Every Thursday at this time, little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe
the hammer.
I'm an idiot.
I like to say, that all may be true, but they still ask me for advice. So what does that say about you?
The questions pour in.
Yeah. All right. Life Advice with the Hammer is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They do a wonderful job. MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
All right. I think it's going to help a lot of people because this is the question of the day, certainly the question of tomorrow.
Okay.
Joe, I know you keep mentioning things about the parade, but can you condense all the advice you have on how to attend the parade tomorrow into life advice? Anything you know can help. Thank you.
Look, I'll give you my best shot here. I've thought a lot about this in the last 24 hours because I fielded a lot of calls and text on it. Here's my best shot at it, what I'd recommend to people. Number one, get to Philadelphia today. If you can, today, tonight, stay at a friend's place, a family member's place in Philly if you can. That, to me, is uno, I was going to say uno number one,
but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Number uno.
All right, so, yeah, obviously, to Rhea's point, hotel.
It might be numero uno.
Hotel
Let's
if you can,
that.
But I don't know if you can get a hotel at this point. I would think they're probably done. So stay here if you can. The other part of that, obviously, is try to park. If you're driving, try to park. I know. I've got about five.
Park as far away from the action as you can would be my advice.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you're planning to get your car out of the city again.
It depends. Because if you're staying here tomorrow, you can leave it here and drive out with ease on Saturday.
Sure.
So you got to figure out what your exit strategy is for where you're parking. But my point is, if you can get a parking lot tonight, you want to obviously do that. That's number two. Now, let's talk about people moving tomorrow. Because that's really where it gets really brutal. Obviously, the earlier the better. You got to manage what's reasonable. I have no clue how early it'll be flooded. I don't even know if we'll be able to move with ease, you know, in the 4 o'clock hour when we drive here to work. I assume we will, but I'm not certain.
It wasn't bad the last time we did it at that time of morning.
Good.
So, you know, just to let people know, that's probably a good
time. And the fact that, Ray, you know what's going to help us get to work? That it's a winter parade.
Oh, yeah.
So if this was the Sixers in the summer, I'm going to do the Fred Sanford. I hold my heart, I wouldn't even believe it. Like, summertime, you could have people tailgating at Broad Street at 6 a.m. They drove in at 3 a.m.
People sleeping overnight outside the art museum, I bet.
Right.
You know?
The Phillies parade was like 70 degrees that day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't super cold in the morning.
Yeah. Look, obviously, the earlier the better. I know this because Rhea brought this up yesterday. It's an important point, I think, for people to know. If you are planning on meeting up with someone in the action, make sure you're on the same side of the street. Because if you are on the other side of the street of where the parade goes through, you may not be able to cross the street at all.
There'll be designated spots, and it may be several blocks down.
Yeah, that's a big one. You can say art museum area. Great. Which side?
But that's but it is crossable. You just have to go down farther. Could You're going to have to do some
Rhea,
extra
how long does it take?
Travel.
It's because of all the people, it could take a while.
Like I'm a long while, right?
Yeah, just know where you're going to be on the right side.
You know, obviously I'd say this. I mean, I think people with medical issues know this, but I'll say it. Like, the only people I'd advise to consider not coming is, you know, medical issue, stuff like that. I mean, you got to be careful. You're going to be surrounded by millions of people, and you got to be able to get out if you need to.
Can I tell you there was a cool video going around of the celebrations Super Bowl night when they won? There was a young man who was in a wheelchair, and the crowd helped him crowd surf so he could enjoy it.
That was
I thought
so
that was
cool.
really cool.
It was. It was. It was. But often that's not going to happen. You know my point. Like, if you struggle to walk, if you have whatever issue, just know, like, it may take you a long time to get out. So just, you know, be aware of that. Look, obviously use common sense. I can't give you every answer. James, did I do okay here? I'm trying to do my best.
Hey, better normal with life advice. You know, this was a higher end life advice, I would say.
I thought a lot about it because everyone keeps asking me. And my basic answer is, I don't know.
Dude, I got like so many people who want to like, oh, let's meet up here. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like, I'm down if anything is possible.
I mean, do cell phones, are they going to work?
They didn't last time. Well, like, you know, I know the app worked. You were able to listen to stuff. But in terms of, like, getting calls out and stuff, last time, at least, it was not great.
It was troublesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that just hit me, James. I forgot about that.
Like, that's why, to your point, like, I would, if you're planning to meet people, it's not just what side of the street. It's, like, make it as, like, detailed and, like, hard, you know, set a plan as you can.
Yep.
Because you might not be able to contact the people you're meeting once you get in the city.
I'll add one more thing. If you pick a very famous landmark to meet at, just know it is possible
that other people are going to pick that famous
It is possible that 217,000 other people pick the same spot.
The love statue.
Okay, like,
I'll meet you at the art museum,
17,
all right? We'll be fine.
Not 17 people, 217,000 people pick the same
Clothespin.
Spot. Clothespin. Yeah, the rocky spot. Like,
we'll be on the steps, man. We'll be on the steps. It'll be great.
All right, that's a little life advice.
Way to condense it, Joe.
I tried.
That was good. That was all right.
I tried. Bad. All right, so you want to be Mr. Tate Bag Top Guy?
Yeah, come on, Mr. Tate.
Why would I ever even venture down that avenue?
You got a tough jaw. You're supposed to be a tough guy like Kirk Douglas.
I am a tough guy.
Can you do Mr. Tate?
I don't even want to venture to do it.
Yeah, you're fraidy cat.
Why would I try to do it?
He does a great Delco accent.
But this is why they don't have catchers not allowed to get hit anymore. Catchers are soft now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're soft.
Yeah, I instituted that rule.
Who hit you the hardest, Ben?
I would say JT Snow.
Ooh, JT player. Snow.
Yeah, got me the best. His dad played for the Rams.
I didn't realize
who was that.
Do you consider yourself a good hitter as a catcher? Like, did you feel like you could kind of handle business?
The big lumbering guys that were slow runners, they didn't faze me. But the guys that were like JT was put together, but he also could run a little bit.
Yeah.
The guys that were fast, they hurt more than the guys that were just lumbering.
Did you ever drop
physics
it?
Right there? Yes. Yeah.
I mean, like, you had the ball, the guy drills you, and you dropped it. Did you ever drop it?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Weak sauce, man.
How does that feel?
Well, I mean, you get knocked unconscious, you tend to drop
the
ball.
You were unconscious?
Yeah, you get up, you have no idea where you are. Yeah, yeah. It happened a lot.
Do you think it was good they took that out of baseball?
No.
I didn't either.
No. The other rule I can't stand is the second base rule. Like, that's changed the game more than the run and the catch rule.
1,000,000%. That's a disgrace. And all because of Chase's slide. It's
correct.
Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it?
a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.